So we're reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, continuing the story of Gadadhara Pandit meets Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Very interesting story. Lord Chaitanya is very much attached to Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and he speaks here about the arrival. Pundarik Vidyanidhi arrived in Navadvip, and Vrindavan Das Thakur describes the arrival. Aneka sevaka sange aneka sambhar, aneka brahmana sange shishya bhakta tanra. Pundarik Vidyanidhi came to Mayapur with many servants, brahmanas, disciples, devotees, and paraphernalia. Asya rahila navadvipe ghura rupe parama bhogira praya sarva loke deki. Pundarik came and secretly resided in Navadvip, where everyone saw him as a gross materialist. So he was a parama bhogi praya sarva loke deki. Everyone saw him. All the people, they saw him as a big bogey, parama bogey, very big bogey. So there's a purport by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. By the attraction of the Lord, Pundarik Vidyanidhi came to Sridhar Mayapur, Navadvip, and secretly stayed at his own house. So he had a house there, but he was not living there for many years. Those who were unqualified to attain his actual association mistook him for a gross materialist. Just as foolish people who do not understand the opulence of the Acharya Vaishnava Guru and his method of worship, they make the mistake of considering him to be like themselves. It is not at all astonishing to commit a similar mistake in this case. So no one could recognize how great a devotee Pundarik Vidyanidhi was. Text 39. Vaishnava samaja iha keha nahi jane sabe matra mukunda janila sehikshane. None of the Vaishnavas knew Pundarik except Mukunda, who immediately recognized him. Sri Mukunda Veja Oja Tanra Tattva Jani Eka Sange Mukundera Janma Chati Grame. The learned doctor Sri Mukunda knew Pundarik, for they were both born in the village of Chattagram. So in Mayapur there are many Vaishnavas gathered there, living there at the time of Lord Chaitanya. And when this devotee came from Chattagram, the only person, only two people knew the identity of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. One was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He understood who he was. And also Mukunda Das, the doctor Mukunda, because he had come from the same village. Vidyanidhi Agamana Janiya Gosai Jayananda Hoyla Tahara Antanai. Lord Chaitanya was very, very happy to know about the arrival of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Kon Vaishnavere Prabhu Nakahe Bangiya Pundarik Achena Vishai Prayahaya. But Lord Chaitanya did not disclose the fact to any of the Vaishnavas. Pundarik appeared to be just like a materialist. Purport. Sri Gaurasundar attained unlimited happiness on learning of Pundarik Vidyanidhi's arrival in Sridhar Mayapur, but he did not disclose this news to any of his Vaishnava followers. Therefore, seeing Pundarik as one of the gross materialists, the Vaishnavas did not become eager to serve him. So apparently Vaishnavas are very, very eager to serve other devotees, but they're not so eager to serve Vishayis, or materialistic people, sense enjoyers. Jate kichu tanre prima bhaktira mahatva Mukunda janena ara Vasudeva datta. Holy Mukunda and Vasudeva datta knew the glories of Pundarik's ecstatic love. So the Dr. Mukunda and also Vasudeva Dutt, another person. Vasudeva Dutt Thakur, Mukunda the doctor, and also Lord Chaitanya, they knew about the unalloyed loving service of Pundarik. Mukundera Bharapriya Pandit Gadadhar Ekanta Mukunda Tanra Sangi Anuchar. Gadadhar Pandit was a very dear friend of Mukunda. He was the constant companion of Mukunda. Jatakara je bharta kahina asi sabha haji eta aila eka adbhuta vaishnava. Whatever news Mukunda heard, he would tell to Gadadhar. One day he told Gadadhar, "Aji adbhuta vaishnava, a wonderful Vaishnava has arrived today." Gadadhara pandita Shunaha Sabadhan Vaishnava Dekite Je Vanchaha Tumiman. O Gadadhara Pandit, listen carefully. Would you like to see a Vaishnav? So Gadadhara Pandit was a very dear friend of Mukunda. So Mukunda informed him about the arrival of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And he became very enthusiastic to see an exalted Mahabhagavad Vaishnava. So then he went on to say, Mukunda described, Adbhuta Vaishnava Aji Dekhava Tumare Sevaka Kariya Jena Smaraha Amare. Today, Gadadhar, I will show you a wonderful Vaishnava so that you may think of me as your servant. So he's saying that today I will introduce you to a very exalted Vaishnava, and all I ask for in exchange is that you will accept me as your servant. This will be my reward. Shuni Gadadhara Bhara Harisha Hoyla Seik Shane Krishna Bali Dehite Chalila. On hearing this, Gadadhara became very pleased. Gadadhar and Mukunda immediately departed while chanting the holy name, Krishna Boli. That's the way to depart. All auspiciousness. Everything auspicious is guaranteed by chanting Krishna's name. It says in the Ramcharitamanas by Sant Tulsidas, he says if one wants to be successful in a yatra, when he begins a yatra, and he should remember, before he begins the yatra, he should remember Ramachandra. Bhagavan Ramachandra, Bhagavan Lakshman, Shatrughna, Bharat. And then he should also remember Vishwamitra Muni. So if anyone recalls these persons or remembers them, at least Ramcharitamanas is saying, then he will be very successful in his yatra. He will attain his yatra phal. So here in the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Mukunda and Gadadhar are going on yatra, they're going on a small journey to meet Pundarik Vidyanidhi, so they're going by chanting Krishna Boli, Krishna Boli. They're chanting Krishna's name. So this, of course, creates the most auspiciousness. Oftentimes nowadays, devotees, they chant a string of prayers before they begin a yatra. I don't know how that started, but somehow it started. But when we first joined in the 70s and 80s, in the early 80s, we never heard that, but you would just chant Hare Krishna, have a kirtan, get in the van and start chanting Hare Krishna. Then when you're coming up to some temple, you chant Hare Krishna. So now, Vasya Chena Vidyanidhi Mahashay Sammukhe Hoyla Gadadhara Vijay. Pundarik Vidyanidhi Mahashay was sitting in his house when Gadadhar arrived before him. Gadadhara Pandita Karila Namaskar Vasaila Asane Karira Puraskar. Gadadhara Pandit offered obeisances to Pundarik, who in turn offered him a seat. Jignashila Vidyanidhi Mukundera Stan Kibar Nama Inhara Takina Kongram. Vidyanidhi inquired from Mukunda, "What is his name and where does he live?" Means Gadadhar. Vishnu Bhakti Tejo Maya Deki Kalevara Akriti Prakriti Dui Parama Sundar. So this is the first meeting. This chapter is called A Meeting of Pundarika Vidyanidhi and Gadadhara Pundit. So this is the actual meeting right now. They are unknown to each other. Gadadhara Pundit has heard something about the glories of Pundarika directly from Lord Chaitanya. And now, and something also from Mukunda, he is an Adbhuta Vaishnava, a Mahabhagavat. And now he's seeing him. He's coming to his house. He's visited him. He's offered obeisances to him because he's quite a bit senior in age to Gadadhara Pundit. Pundarika Vidyanidhi is quite maybe twice the age of Gadadhara. So he's offered obeisances out of respect, and then the Honorable Pundarika has offered him a seat, and then naturally the curiosity will awaken in the mind of Pundarika Vidyanidhi because he has not heard anything about Gadadhara. He's never seen him before. But Mukunda Das is his childhood friend. Mukunda Das, the doctor, they had grown up together in Chattagram, so they were both well known to each other. So then in this verse he mentions, what does he observe? So he's speaking to Mukunda about the new friend that Mukunda has brought to Pundarika to be introduced. And he says, Mukunda, I see that his body, his means Gadadhara, I see that his body is effulgent due to his devotion to Vishnu. His appearance and nature are both enchanting. Vishnu Bhakti Tejo Maya Deki Kalevara. Deki Kalevara, I'm seeing his sharir. Deki Sharir, I'm seeing his body. Tejo Maya. Maya means full of, saturated with, made of, Tej. Tej means light, light, power, brilliance, effulgence, jyoti. Tejo Maya. Vishnu Bhakti Tejo Maya. Deki Kalevara. I see his body is very effulgent. And I surmise that the cause of his effulgence, the cause of his Tej, is not his absorption in Brahman, but his absorption in Bhakti. Vishnu Bhakti. Because Brahmavadis are also very effulgent. Yogis and Brahmavadis, their bodies are also very effulgent. But not as effulgent as Vishnu Bhaktis. Akriti Prakriti Dui Paramasundar. So he's saying his Akriti and Prakriti, his appearance and nature, these two are both enchanting. Paramasundar literally means both very beautiful. So his nature and his appearance are very beautiful. Paramasundara. So this was the observation. First we see something, we see someone or some person, then we can make some observation. What do we see? Bright face, happy face, sad face, dark face, brilliant face, long face, sad face. So Pundarika Vidyanidhi is seeing the face and form and something of the character of Gadadhara Pundit, and he's commenting, Paramasundara, Paramasundara, very, very beautiful. Mukunda Balena Sri Gadadhara Naam Shishu Haite Samsare Virakta Bhagyavan Madhavimishara Putra Kahi Vyavahari Sakala Vaishnava Priti Vasena Inhari. Mukunda said to his friend, Pundarika, this person's name is Gadadhara, Sri Gadadhara. He is very fortunate because since his childhood he has been detached from family life. Shishu, like Shishu Kumar. Shishu means child. Samsara Virakta, Virakta, no attachment. Samsara Virakta, he has no attachment to the samsara. Bhagyavan, he possesses all good fortune. Gadadhara was a lifelong celibate and renunciate. He never married. So now, Mukunda is describing something of the characteristics. This is his name. This is his position. He's been detached from family life. He is known as the son of Madhava Mishra. All the Vaishnavas have great affection for him. Sakala Vaishnava Priti Vasena in Hari. So Vaishnava, Sakala Vaishnava, all the Vaishnavas have Priti for him, love for him. Bhakti Pate Ratta Sangha Bhakti Rasahite Shuniya Tamara Nama Aila Dekite. Gadadhar Pandit, now this is how, it's interesting, you see the dialogue. This is a proper introduction. A junior being introduced to a senior. So the senior in this case is Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and the junior is Gadadhar Pandit. And he's being introduced by a mutual friend. The mutual friend, Mukunda, is the mutual friend of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and he knows both parties. He knows the junior Gadadhar Pandit, and he knows the senior Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So he's describing something very, not over-glorification, not exaggeration, but factually describing who is this person that you're meeting. What is his name? His name is, like, you fill out some form, application form, S-O-D-O, daughter of, son of. So he's Sri Gadadhar. Oh, acha. And what is his connection? What is his relationship? His gotra, his family. He is the son of Madhava Mishra, which obviously means he's a Brahmin, because this is a Brahmin's name. And then what are some of his characteristics? Oh, he's samsara virakta. He's detached from family life. In other words, he's celibate, he's brahmachari, sannyasi. He has no interest in family life. So, in a few words, he's identified his varna and his ashram. So these are forms of identification. The varna is Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So he's been identified as a Brahman by the name Mishra, the son of Mishra. And his ashram has been identified, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. So he's saying he's a Vairagi. He's a Vairagi or a Vairakta, Samsara Vairakta. So he's in this position of, he's a Vairagi Sadhu, detached from Samsara and family life, and he's a Brahman. So now Pundarik is learning a lot about this young man sitting before him. And then he's also learned that he's very popular. He's a very popular figure. Like, say, Amit Bachchan goes to England and no one knows him by chance. And then when they get there, he's introduced to the Queen. They say, yes, he's very popular in Bombay and very popular in the Indian subcontinent. Oh, acha, very nice. So in this circle, the Vaishnava Samaj, which is, Bollywood is very important. If you go to Swargaloka, no one ever heard of it. If you go to Africa, no one ever heard of Bollywood. If you go to Australia, no one ever heard of Bollywood. Bollywood is only big in India. If you go to Hollywood and ask anyone, have you ever heard of Bollywood? And they'll say what? Say what? What is Bollywood? But here it's everything. There's a whole newspaper. Every newspaper comes out every day about Bollywood. The whole newspaper, right? Section of the newspaper. The Bollywood Follies. The Bali Follies. The Follies of Bollywood. So this introduction, he's saying that among the Vaishnav Samaj, he's very popular. Sakala Vaishnav Priti. Sakala means sub Vaishnav Priti. They love, all the Vaishnavas love him. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, Vyasamuni is glorifying King Yudhisthira by saying Ajata Shatru means enemy, like we say Gupta. Sometimes someone, Jyotishi, looks at your chart and he says, oh, you have this planet, you have Gupta Shatru, hidden enemies. They will do things behind your back, speak about you, this, that, spread rumors about you, try to bring you down or defame you. But in front of you, they can't do anything. They are powerless. Hidden enemies. Ajatashatru, he was described as being he for whom no enemy was ever born. Ajata means ajanma. King Yudhisthira had no enemies. That means he was basically loved by everyone. So this is the same position of Gadadhar Pandit, that all the Vaishnavas, Sakala Vaishnav Priti, they all had great affection for him. It's a very wonderful introduction. It's all factual. There's no over-exaggeration here. These are factual statements. Bhakti patte ratta sanga bhakti rasahite shuniya tamara nam aila dehite. Mukunda further described or introduced this new person. Gadadhara Pandit is constantly engaged in devotional service and always associates with devotees. On hearing your name, he came to see you. Now, the narrator, Vrindavan Das Thakur, says, Shuni vidya nidhi bada santosha haila parama gauravaye sambashi bare lagila. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was greatly satisfied to hear the introduction, and he began to speak to Gadadhar with great respect. Vasya chena Pundarika Mahashai Rajaputrahina Kari Yachena Vijay. In this way, Pundarik Mahashai sat there. It appeared as if he were a prince. Rajaputra Vijay. He was, and we'll hear more about how princely he was. Because we've heard about the visitors. Mukunda, his old friend, had come, and a new young man, Gadadhara Pandit. And the three of them are gathered together at the home, the Navadvipa home of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So now the camera shifts to Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And the author of the book, Vrindavan Das Thakur, describes something about Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Rajaputra Vasi, Vasiyachena. He appeared like a prince, like a king. Divya Kata Hingule Pitale Shobakari. Divya Chandra Tapatina Tahare Upari. So now you have to imagine that you're there, you've accompanied Mukunda and Gadadhar, and you're sitting in the house of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And when you're looking, when you see Pundarik, he's sitting on an opulent red couch decorated with brass armrests. And there were three opulent canopies above his head. It was a beautiful, basically it was a brass canopy bed. Like we have these type of beds. Sometimes people have these beds. In the old days, not so much now, it's kind of old fashioned, but in the 1930s and 40s people have a very large bed with posts. The bedposts were made of brass. And they would go up like this, and then it would have some canopy over it. White silk canopy, and then pearls, strands of pearls would be hanging all around it. Real pearls. If you were rich. If you were a king, or a son of a king. So he was sitting on a red couch like this. Very opulent arrangement. Tahin divya shaya shobe ati shukshma vase pataneta balisha shobaya charipashe. Next to Pundarik, there was an opulent bed covered with fine silk cloth and having pillows on all sides. Bhara jhari chota jhari guti pancha shata divya pitalera bhata paka pana tata. There were five or seven big and small water pots. There was an opulent brass container filled with already prepared pan. Divya ala vati dui shobe dui pashe pana khana adhara deki deki hase. Two opulent spittoons were situated on both sides of Pundarik. He smiled as he chewed pan and looked at his lips. Generally, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they don't chew supari or pan leaf or betel nut. It's considered to be a mild intoxicant. So we're prohibited from taking that. But he's chewing it, a big wad of pan. He's looking at his lips. Divya Mayur Paka Lai Duijane Vatasa Karite Ache Dehi Sarvakshane. Two persons were standing on either side of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and they were fanning him with peacock fans, peacock feather fans. We see sometimes in Thakurji Seva, they have these fans for fanning the Lord, and they're made of peacock tail feathers glued together, very many feathers. So they were fanning him like this. He was enjoying. Chandanera urdva pundra tilaka kapale gandera sahita tati fagu bindu mile. Pundrik's forehead was decorated with sandalwood paste tilak and dots of sandalwood paste and red vermilion. Red dots of vermilion, or this is like keshar, were sindur. They were decorating his face like gopi dots. So he had chandan on his face and gopi dots and chewing pan. So now you're there, you're sitting there and you're seeing him like this. Now what are you thinking? What are your thoughts? You're wondering, who is this? Now it goes on. Ki kahiva se va kesha barera samskara divyaganda amalaki bahi nahi ar. What can I say about the wonderful style of his hair, which is anointed with fragrant amalaki oil? So he had heaps and heaps of herbal oil on his hair. His hair was slicked back. He was a greaser. Yet his hair was all slicked down with amalaki oil, very fragrant, very shiny. Amalaki is a fruit, amla, chavanprash. It's the basis of chavanprash. It's a little tiny green fruit. Bhaktira prabhave deha mandana saman yene chinne tarahaya rajaputra gyan. By the influence of his devotional service, bhakti prabhav, his body appeared like that of Cupid, madan saman. Anyone who did not know him would certainly consider him a prince. Samukhe vichitreka dola sahavan vishayira prayajena vyabhara samstan. In front of Pundarik was a wonderful palanquin equipped with all accessories, which I don't know what that means. Maybe quadraphonic stereo, disc player, plasma screen. By his paraphernalia, he appeared to be a materialist. Dekhiya vishayi rupa deva gadadhar sandeha vishesha kichu janmila antar. On seeing the materialistic appearance of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, some doubt arose in the heart of Gadadhar. He was thinking, who is this guy? Vaishnav K. What kind of Vaishnav are you? Some doubt arose. Sandeha Vishesh Kichu. Ajanma virakta garadhara mahashai vidyanidhi pratikichu janmila samshai. Gadadhar Mahashaya had been renounced from the time of his birth, so he developed some doubts about vidyanidhi pratikichu samshai. Samshai, this word is very common in Bhagavad Gita. Samshai. Krishna is describing various aspects of spiritual knowledge to Arjuna, teaching him the different tattvas, or the truths of this world, the truth about karma, and the truth about the jiva, and the truth about kala, time factor, and the truth about Bhagavan tattva, Ishvara tattva. And at various stages along the line of his teachings, the teacher pauses in his delivery of transcendental knowledge, and he inquires from his student Arjuna, Are you clear? Is everything clear in your mind? Are your doubts removed? Samshai? So this word is there, samshai. Are you free from doubt? Are you free from samshai? Then after being convinced of the various spiritual truths by the elucidation of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Then Arjuna, towards the end of Bhagavad Gita, he says, "Yes, my Lord, my doubts are removed. Samshay katam hogya. All my doubts are removed, and now I'm convinced. I'm ready to act as an instrument of your will. I'm ready to execute your desire and fulfill your desire as you wish. I'm very clear in my purpose. I'm very firm in my decision to act as your surrendered servant." So Gadadhar, seeing the extremely opulent presentation of Pundarik Vidyaniti, felt some warranted samshay, because he was the opposite type of person. From his birth, Gadadhar was a vairagi. He was a detached person. He was a sannyasi, lived very austerely, very simple cloth, white cloth, and practically nothing. And then he sees this, he comes to meet this Pundarik Vidyaniti, who has been described as some extraordinary Vaishnava, Adbhuta Vaishnava, which means, it can mean many things, it means amazing Vaishnava, Adbhut, amazing, wonderful, extraordinary. But in this case, he's thinking in his mind, yes, Mukunda said he was an Adbhuta Vaishnava, he really is extraordinary. He's a little too extraordinary, a little too much Adbhuta for me to handle, and therefore I have some doubts, not about his Adbhuta nature, but about his Vaishnav, his Vaishnavta, his tendency or his quality of being a Vaishnava. I have some doubts about that. So this is the mental position of Gadadhar, which is being revealed by the author of the book, Vrindavan Das Thakur, who has written this Chaitanya Bhagavat. He's entering the mind and revealing the mind. So this is the fact that devotees, their mind sometimes gets affected by duality, by misjudgment. We see with our senses, with our eyes, and we draw conclusions based on insufficient knowledge. It's practically speaking, without being trikalagya, without being able to know the past, present, and future, if you cannot see the past of an individual person, and you cannot see the future of an individual person, it's practically impossible to make a judgment of that person. But we do it all the time. We simply superficially survey the environment. We superficially survey the environment or examine any individual in that environment and immediately create a whole picture of that individual, or whole conclusion. Oh, he's bad, he's good. I like him, I don't like him. He's not a Vaishnava. Oh, he has long hair. He's not a devotee. She doesn't have a beanie. Her hair is not tied in a beanie. You know, beanie? Braid. Oh, she's not a Vaishnavi, because her hair goes like this, Bombay style. But she may be pure Param Vaishnavi. So this is fallacious judgment to measure the cover, try to weigh the cover or measure the cover. We must go inside the box. What is the contents? What is the contents of the box? The box is not important, it's what's inside. So this is even Gadadhar Pandit is an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya. He's a Pancha Tattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasani Gaura Bhaktivinoda. He's a Nitya Parishad. Eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya, practically you can say a direct expansion of Lord Chaitanya, his own energy, Shakti Tattva. And he himself is becoming doubtful. He's becoming influenced by samshay, doubt about what he's seeing, doubt about whom he's meeting, what to speak of us. So this story gives a great word, cautionary measure to all of us. As Jesus often said, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." So in the Bible, judge not, don't judge others, don't try to weigh others, measure others and weigh them with your yardstick or your standard before you've weighed yourself or measured yourself. How much bhakti, how many grams of bhakti are you carrying? How tall in devotion are you standing before you start weighing other people's devotion or measuring other people's devotion? So this is exactly what we were saying. So now Vrindavan Das Thakur is revealing what are those doubts. Because we heard Kichu Vidinity Prati Kichu Janmilat Samshai. Gadadhar developed doubts in his mind. What were his doubts? Now the doubts will be revealed. Balata Vaishnava Sava Vishayiravesh Divya Bhoga Divya Vasa Divya Gandakesh. He is a great Vaishnava? His appearance with his opulent foodstuffs, opulent dress, and opulent hairstyle is completely like that of a materialist. Vishayi. Vishayi Vesh. This is Gadadhar's doubt. This is his thinking. Shuniyeta bhala bhakti aichila ihane achila ye bhakti seha gela darashane. Gadadhar had good faith in Pundarik Vidyanidhi after hearing about him from Mukunda, but now that he saw him face to face, that faith was lost. That often happens. Sometimes someone tells someone, oh, you should meet my Gurudev, or you should meet this sannyasi, he's this and that and this and that. And then the person goes and meets, or goes to meet that person. And the person, the sannyasi, slams the door in their face, or whatever. They're sick, or they're busy, or and they come and they say, oh, I'd like to meet you, I'm busy, goodbye. The person says, whoa, wait a minute. So, first impressions are lasting impressions. So you may hear so many good things about someone, but if you meet someone in a bad day or when they're not feeling well, or then your impression may be somewhat diluted or influenced by that meeting. I know that I've had that experience in Vrindavan. I remember sometimes people will come to me, devotees, and say, oh, there's this great sadhu here and there. You should meet him. He's a great siddha, he's a great saint, a great baba, this, that. Would you like to come? I say, all right, I go. And they tell, and they really excite me about his qualifications or his elevation or his prabhav, his influence. Then when I get there, it's a real letdown. I said, wait a minute, what is this? You're all so excited. Of course, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And the husband thinks his wife is ravishing, ravishing and beautiful. Venus de Milo on earth, that's what he thinks. But the guy next door thinks that guy's wife is ugly. So beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So one person is thinking, oh, this is a great sadhu, a great saint, you must meet him. Then you go there and think, he's a saint? He's a sadhu? Not in my book. Maybe in your book, but not in my book. So it's like that. It's subjectivity. We are individuals, so we are subject to our own inspection and decisions and conclusions. Whether they're right or not, that's another thing. Because this very story illustrates the tendency to make mistakes. The living entity in this conditional life, in this material world, the living entity has four defects: imperfect senses, the tendency to be illusioned, the tendency to commit mistakes, and the cheating propensity. Get a little more, get a little more, take a little more, cut a little extra. Cheating propensity. It's very deep within the jiva and material world. So here, Gadadhar Pandit, we're seeing, he heard of all the good things, but when he met him face to face, he started having doubts. Purport. Gadadhar Pandit Goswami considered that remaining totally aloof from material enjoyment and maintaining strict celibacy were religious principles. But when he saw Pundarik Vidyanidhi's items of enjoyment, he thought that Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he was a gross materialist and a sense enjoyer. When Gadadhar heard from Mukunda about the exalted position of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he thought that Pundarik would be renounced from all external material enjoyment. But now, on seeing the opposite, his previously acquired faith was diminished. So this is the question. Is hearing believing or is seeing believing? Some people say seeing is belief. I see it, I believe it. So he's seeing, but now it's belief. What he believed to be true, he heard something and he developed a belief. Then when he saw it, then he changed his belief. So which is more important, hearing or seeing? Yeah, the question is that we see a Vaishnava having so many material things. How do we know whether he's enjoying them or using them as prasad? Enjoying them after Krishna, secondarily after Krishna. Well, in Isha Upanishad, Krishna explains, Isha Vasyam Vidam Sarvam Yatkachit Jagatyam Jagatena Tyaktena Bunjita Madgriha Kasya Swidanam. So every living entity is provided a quota. Human beings are provided a quota of sense enjoyment by the Lord Himself. And that quota will vary according to the social position that one is in and according to his karma. But the whole idea of whatever one has, whether one has vast opulence or practically nothing, he should accept everything in relation to Krishna. Krishna sambandha, Krishna nirbandha. Nirbandha, Krishna sambandha, yukta vairagya yuchate. That we accept everything in relation to Krishna. So it's not that everyone should have this, not that there's one standard, that all devotees have to live on one standard. All devotees have to have one shirt and one pair of pants and live in a small house. You can live in a huge house and have 1,000 pairs of pants or whatever. But the basic principle is we should only use what we actually need for Krishna's service. And that may vary according to our social position. Don't take more. Don't take more than our quota. And the other point is that we're accepting everything in relation to Krishna and as his prasadam. For example, you may go deeper into the story and find out that the clothing that Pundarika was wearing, although he was wearing some renditions in other books describing this Leela, they say he was wearing silk shirt and diamond studs. So maybe that silk was deity prasad, Thakurji Vesh. He got some old dress from the deities and then he made a shirt out of it. We see many sadhus in Braj, they make clothing out of old deity dresses. They make hats and bead bags and things like this. And they wear them with great honor. Although they're very opulent, silk and gold embroidered silk. See some Baba, Sadhu Baba, with one of these Swami hats on with purple with gold embroidery on it. And it's like quite flashy and he has no teeth and he's 80 years old and wearing a little white piece of cloth around his waist and bent over, but he has this extremely opulent silk Swami hat with gold brocade on it. Looks rather, contradictory, mismatch. But he's greatly proud of that hat because it's Radharaman's Mahaprasad. Thakurji Radharaman's Prasadi Vesh. So this could be the case of Pundarika Vidyanidhi. And the diamond studs may be old diamond rings of the Thakurji. New diamond rings were offered and he's a Pujari, so he accepted the old diamond rings and made buttons out of them. But he didn't go out separately and spend money to buy them. All the money was offered to the Lord. And then as far as the pan, he's chewing pan, maybe it's Mahaprasad. Because they also offer pan and supari to the Thakurji. So one may accept opulent things in relation to Krishna. It was a tradition in Braj in the old days that people would offer all their clothing to the deity. I remember once we offered some cloth to the Pujari, to the Sevite at Radhadamodar when we were living in Radhadamodar temple. So it was some auspicious event and someone told we should do like this. Brahman Dan. So he gave something to the Sevite and some sari for his wife. And so I gave it to the husband. I said, this is a gift for you and for your wife. It was an appropriate thing to do at one particular function. Maybe Deepavali or something. I don't know. So he said, thank you. And then about 2 days later, or the next day, I saw Radharani wearing that sari. Radha Damodara temple, the Damodara was his Radharani, Radha Damodara, she was wearing that sari. I was, needless to say, I was extremely happy because that sari only cost maybe 1,000 rupees. And if you want to offer a dress to Radharani and Raman Reti, at ISKCON, it costs about 1 lakh. Radharani's dresses in ISKCON cost 1 lakh. So if you want to have the privilege of offering vesh or dress to Radharani and ISKCON Raman Reti, you have to have 1 lakh of rupees. So for 1,000 rupees, I got a good deal. I got to offer Radharani. So I was amazed. I went for darshan. I said, oh my God, Radharani's wearing this cheap sari. And then the next day after that, then the Saivite's wife was wearing the sari. As prasad. So there's a lot of levels here to consider. But the bottom line really is the consciousness. What consciousness one is doing any activity in, whether he's surrounded by opulence or surrounded by poverty. If he's surrounded by, he's a devotee and he's in a existing in an impoverished condition, but he's cursing the Lord and he's lamenting and he's in anxiety and he's hankering, he's simply absorbed in tamagun and rajagun, not very much devotional mind. But if someone is surrounded by so much opulence and he's thinking, oh my Lord, due to my punya karma, I've been born in this opulent situation, but let me, to the best of my ability, use everything in your service and use this house for your pleasure and bring Vaishnavas here, and then much as possible, according to my position, use all this for your pleasure and not be detached. I mean, not be attached to it. You see the Pandavas in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Yudhisthira, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula and Sahadeva, they had so much opulence. They were Vaishnavas, pure devotees of the Lord. They had solid gold. Everything was solid gold and diamonds and rubies, everything. You read about the opulence of their palace in Hastinapur. They were the emperors of the entire world. Yudhisthira was the Samrat. Samrat for the whole world, Jagat. Jagat Samrat. He was the emperor of the whole world. They had so much opulence, but as soon as they heard the news that Krishna left Dwarka, he left this world and had returned to his Nitya Dham, then they dropped everything. And Draupadi and the five Pandavas, they went off to the Himalayas. She didn't even take one gold bangle. They're only accepting, it's explained in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, they're only accepting all of that opulence, all of that worship, all that opulence, all that position. They were accepting it as service to Krishna. They were not enjoying it. They were just accepting it. Okay, these are the accoutrements and the symbols and accoutrements of royalty. So we're royalty. We're ruling the world on behalf of Krishna. And we're upholding the religious scriptures. And we're leading everyone towards God. But when their Lord, whom they were living for and whom they were ruling for, when they got the news that he left the world and they thought there's no reason to live anymore, and they took off everything. Nothing. They left it all here. We don't need this anymore. We only accepted all this in relation to Krishna, so that people could see that devotees of the Lord are not beggars. Devotees of the Lord get everything. Ananyaschintiyanto mam yejana pariyapashate tesham nitya biyuktanam yogakshimam ahamaham. Those who worship Krishna, he preserves what they have and carry what they lack. You can be a king and worship Krishna. You can be a Sudama Brahman and worship Krishna. You can be a pauper. You can be in any position, surrounded by fabulous wealth, but always remember Krishna. Don't forget Krishna. Don't become absorbed in your wealth and forget God. And that's the situation now. When people are very wealthy nowadays, they become proud. They become intoxicated by their pride and also usually get intoxicated by liquor and other things. And they totally forget God. So this is, and the story is there, even in Krishna Leela, Manigriva and Nalakuvara. Manigriva and Nalakuvara, they were sons of Kubera. Kubera was the chairman of the World Bank. He's the grandfather of Rockefeller. Kubera. Kubera, he's the treasurer of the Devas. So he has a lot of fixed accounts and a lot of money. All the Devas have their fixed account in his bank, Swiss bank. Kailash, it's called Kailash Bank. Because Kubera lives in a place called Kailash. Kailash Parvat. He lives there, and he's a worshipper of Lord Shiva. He's a great friend of Lord Shiva. So he, out of his affection for Lord Shiva, he's asked Lord Shiva if he would come and please stay with him in his abode at Kailash. So Lord Shiva has agreed. So Lord Shiva has one small place in Kailash, which is actually the abode of Kubera. He has a guest house there for Shiva. At any rate, everything has to be relation with Krishna. So let's see where we are. So Gadadhara is in some dilemma. Hearing on the basis of hear the Shastra. Hear the Shastra, believe the Shastra, follow the Shastra, then you'll see the Shastra. Hear the Shastra with faith, follow the Shastra, then you'll see the, you'll see what the Shastra is talking about. Shastra is talking about Krishna, the personality of Godhead. So we believe that Shastra, then we follow the teachings of that Shastra, which are teaching how to realize God, how to see Krishna, Sakshat Darshan. Then eventually, by following the Shastras with faith, one will see. So hearing is believing. Hearing is the strongest way, strongest source of evidence for the Absolute Truth. And then later comes seeing. And then seeing confirms what you've heard. The confirmation of what you heard is attained by seeing. The confirmation of what you faithfully heard is attained by seeing. It's called Sakshat Darshan. And that comes to the level of Bhava. Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti. And Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, this is the kind of religion that Krishna is propagating. This is the kind of religion that Krishna teaches. This is the kind of religion which is known as Sanatana Dharma. Rajavidya Rajaguyam Pavitram Pavaram Palam. It says, Pratyaksha Vagamam Dharmyam Shushakam Karnamaviyam. He says, Pratyaksha Vagamam Dharmyam, Pratyaksha Vagamam Dharmyam. This Dharma, this Sanatana Dharma, this Krishna consciousness, this Krishna conception is Pratyaksha. Pratyaksha Dharma. Pratyaksha Dharma means Dharma you see. The religion of seeing. So this will come. First you see with your ears, then when you're qualified, you'll see with your eyes. You're qualified to see with your ears on the strength of your Shraddha, your faith. Then you're qualified to see with your eyes on the basis of your consciousness, the purity of your consciousness, Chaito Dharvana Marjanam. So when the Chitta is pure, then we see Krishna with our eyes. He gives us the eyes. He gives divine eyes by which we can see the Supreme Divinity, the Personality of Godhead. So this is the situation here. So, Bhuji Gadadhara Chitta Sri Mukundananda Vidyanidhi Prakashite Karila Aramba. So here we have the same word, Prakash. Understanding the heart of Gadadhara, Gadadhara Chitta, Mukunda happily began to reveal Vidyanidhi's glories. In other words, on seeing that his friend Gadadhara, his mind had become disturbed by what he personally witnessed in the behavior and appearance of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Gadadhara saw Pundarik and he thought, wait a minute, who is this? Vaishnav K, what kind of Vaishnav is this? So that type of doubt, that type of confusion or lack of faith was registered on the face of Gadadhara, and it was perceived by Mukunda. So then understanding the mind and heart without inquiring anything, but just by seeing the face is the index of the mind. You can measure the mind by the face, depending on how perceptive you are. So then, Mukunda began to narrate the glories of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and we'll hear about that tomorrow.